clothing for the whole family.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump telling ABC there is more to come after Israel attacked Iran's nuclear facilities and assassinated two of Iran's top generals. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem.
Sirens actually rang out across the entire country here in Israel, not because the Iranians were striking the Israelis, but because the Defense Department wanted to tell the entire country that they had launched a preemptive strike on Iran.
Iran did strike back, launching about 100 drones toward Israel overnight. ABC's Mary Bruce.
The president this morning is set to meet with his National Security Council in the Situation Room. And this morning, he still seems to be holding out hope that somehow these nuclear talks can be salvaged, posting just a short while ago, urging Tehran to come to the table, saying Iran must make a deal before there is nothing left, adding, just do it before it is too late.
This is ABC News. The latest economic numbers show the Trump tariff policies haven't hit U.S. consumers all that hard yet. Inflation's still under control. However, that doesn't mean there isn't concern out there, says shopping expert Trey Bosch.
Consumers don't know what's going on, and they don't know what to expect and what to plan for. There's a recent AARP poll that found that 73% of consumers are worried about prices rising faster than their income.
A 9-year-old girl is recovering after she was bitten by a shark off the coast of Florida. Officials in Boca Grande on the Gulf Coast say the girl went into the water but came out with her hand covered in blood. Doctors performed surgery for hours afterwards. ABC's Morgan Norwood with more.
While shark attacks are pretty rare, Florida sees more of them than any other state. According to the International Shark Attack File, there were 28 in the U.S. last year, half of them in Florida.
The little girl's mom says she is now able to move her fingers just a little bit after the surgery. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is Heather at the Creative Outlet in Richland Center. Congratulations to all of the high school rodeo contestants. At the Creative Outlet, you can find scrapbooking products featuring farm, rodeo, and horses. Save 20% off on all farm-themed products through June 29th. We want to say good luck and we'll see you soon, partner. We're helping you outlet your creativity at the Creative Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobasin Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works. Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. 1 Peter 3:15. We will not forget 9/11, the shock, the horror that swept across the United States and the world. The Al Braca family remembers more vividly than most of us. Al worked for Cantor Fitzgerald in Tower 1 on the 105th floor. He did not like his job because his godly values were so foreign to those around him. In fact, his co-workers called him the Rev, but Al felt it was God's plan for him to continue working there. He witnessed at every opportunity. Al's family learned that when he realized he and his fellow employees were trapped, he witnessed to 50 people and led them in prayer. An MCI operator found out how to reach Al's family and delivered his last message to them. Tell them that I love them. Al Braca faced evil and tragedy and used it for the glory of God. Your friends at apostolicfaith.org, thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, quiet conditions continue here across southern Wisconsin. Meanwhile, we're seeing two areas of rain, one down toward Missouri and Illinois. That'll stay south of us for the most part today. Another patch running from South Dakota through Minnesota into central Wisconsin. That's produced up to an inch and a quarter of rain over the past 24 hours. So for the most part, quiet weather continues today here, but there could be a stray shower or thunderstorm popping up later this afternoon as things heat up just a little bit. We'll have this weather system kind of hanging over Wisconsin this weekend to keep a few spotty showers around. Otherwise, temperatures will be seasonal in our neck of the woods. Things turning pretty warm and humid, though, early to mid next week as gustier south to southwest winds blow into the Midwest. Temperatures could soar well up into the 80s with dew points well into the 60s, definitely feeling summer-like. There will be ample opportunities for thunderstorms, though, on just a daily basis with weather systems rolling in from the northwest. Some of those storms could be on the heavy side. So today, look for a cloud-sun mixture, a slight chance of a shower later this afternoon, high temperature in the mid-70s, east wind up to 10. Tonight, an isolated shower early, then variably cloudy with lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy, seasonal with a slight chance of a shower, high in the upper 70s, east wind between 5 and 10. Heading into Sunday, mixed skies and summer-like, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, low at 60, high about 79. As we roll into Monday, warm and humid, scattered showers and storms possible, low 62, high near 85 degrees. Tuesday, warm and sticky with a few rounds of showers and storms expected, low 64, high 85. Wednesday, still warm and humid with 70% chance of showers and storms, high 83, chance of rain on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, it is 60 degrees. We topped out at 77 yesterday. We did pick up 6/100ths of an inch of rain. The record high for June 13th, 96 in 1970. Record low, 39 in 1958. Last year's high was 82 and the low, 62. Sunset will occur at 8:43 this evening and sun will rise at 5:21 tomorrow morning. Right now we have a southwest wind, 3 to 5 miles per hour. Barometer is at 30.15. No precipitation today, and with cloudy skies, it is 60 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports. Coming up on a Friday morning, details on the state softball tournament, the home talent baseball schedule for this weekend, and a Brewer win last night. Sports is sponsored on a Friday morning by Hillsboro Equipment and the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
In local sports, the season came to an end for the Ithaca softball team in the WIAA state semifinal game. Belmont advanced to the Division 5 championship game with an 11-0 five-inning win over the Bulldogs. The Braves scored 3 runs in the first, 2 in the second, and 6 in the fourth inning to build a lead they would not give up. Ithaca had 2 hits on the day. They came in the second inning when Kelsey Coleman and Kaylee Newkirk both singled. The Bulldogs failed to score. It was a great run through the postseason for the Lady Bulldogs as they captured the WIAA regional and sectional championships before falling in the state game. This year's recently graduated seniors, Kaylee Newkirk, Ariana Lewis, Alyssa Muller, and Holly King, all played in their final high school games. The Bulldogs' final season record is 21-6. J.C. Maxwell pitched the first 3 1/3 innings, and Ariana Lewis worked the final 2/3 of an inning for the Bulldogs. Callie Hodgson was the winning pitcher for Belmont as she struck out 1 and gave up 2 hits. Carson Raymaker walked 1 and struck out 3 in the 5th inning. Leadoff batter Addison McNett singled, doubled, and walked, scoring all 3 times at the top of the Braves' batting order. The Braves will play in the championship game Saturday morning at 8 against Almond Bancroft, which defeated Thorpe 18-3 in the other Division 5 semifinal softball game yesterday at Goodman Diamond in Madison. In Division 4 semis, it was Pacelli 3-0 over McDonald Central Catholic. And Mishicot moved on to the Division 4 state title game with a 5-4 victory over the Mineral Point Pointers, who see their season end at 24-6. Last night, in the Division 1 semifinal game that was played, Kaukauna was a 2-0 winner over Hamilton. Getting underway this morning, the D1 semifinal between Kenosha Bradford and DC Everest, that starts at 9 o'clock. Otherwise, there will be action later on in the day in Division 3 when Fall Creek and Valders play at 11:30 and Poinette and Laconia at approximately 2 o'clock. In Division 2, Jefferson and Whitnall will meet, and Denmark and Lakeland. Champions in all 5 divisions will be crowned tomorrow. We'll be on the air on WRCO FM 100.9 tonight with home talent baseball. The Casanova Reds will play their rival Reedsburg Pirates, and that will be coming up tonight at 7:30 on FM 100.9 WRCO as the Reds try to rematch and win as they did a couple of weeks ago against the Reedsburg Pirates.
Local baseball for the rest of the weekend. In the northern section, it will be Mazamani playing Wanakee tomorrow afternoon, and then Cavs will turn around and play at Reedsburg on Saturday night at 6. Sunday in the northern section, Cross Plains will play at Ashton, Black Earth at Middleton, Mazamani at Sauk Prairie. And in the western section, Sunday, Father's Day, Argyle at Blanchardville, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Schulzburg Benton, Ridgeway at Wyota, Dodgeville at Belleville, Verona at Hollandale, and Muscadet is at Arena. That's our next feature broadcast after tonight. Muscadet at Arena, Sunday at 1 on WRCO FM 100.9. The Simon Shark swim team kicked off the season with a triangular in Lancaster against Boscobel in Lancaster. Although the Sharks swam well, they ended up finishing in third. Rookie swimmers who made their debut with the Sharks include Isabella Burns, Marin Kalman, along with Will Harpin, Lavea Hamlin, and Matthew Hardy. Haley Kahoot made her return after an 8-year break from the Sharks. Emmerich Kalman was the lone Shark who earned 3 individual first-place finishes in the short free, the butterfly, and the breaststroke. The 8-and-under girls medley relay team, consisting of Lavea Hamlin, Harper Adler, Isabella Burns, and Brooklyn Worthington, and the 11-and-12 girls free relay team of Kaylin Burns, Madeline Ringelstetter, Claire Hying, and Lauren Chambers, also swam to first-place finishes. Other swimmers with first-place finishes include Ronan Ringelstetter in the short free and individual medley, Clancy Hying in the butterfly and distance freestyle, Zaylee Kalman in the breaststroke, Braden Burns in the breaststroke, Elsa Norte in the individual medley, and Lauren Chambers in the individual medley. The Sharks are back in action next Wednesday when they travel to Mineral Point. Team membership has increased significantly since last season, but they are still welcoming new swimmers. If you or someone you know are interested in becoming a Shark, please contact Simon's Recreation Complex. Jacob Mizorowski pitched 5 no-hit innings before leaving his Major League debut with cramping last night in his right calf and quadriceps as the Milwaukee Brewers defeated the St. Louis Cardinals 6-0. Mizorowski slipped on the front part of the mound after throwing his 3rd pitch of the 6th. After medical staff went to check on him, he was removed in favor of Nick Mears. Mizorowski struck out 5 and walked 4 while reaching a maximum velocity of 102.2 miles per hour with his fast ball. Jackson Chirio homered as the Brewers scored 5 runs in the 5th off Sonny Gray. Here is Miz.
I mean, to be honest, it was all a blur. You know, I was back there just throwing to Willie, and Willie was calling a good game. So, you know, I want to say that, like, maybe the strikeout in the 4th that I came off pretty hyped about, but, you know, that would probably be about it.
In other Brewer news, Brewer pitcher Aaron Civale says he's not mad at the organization, but he prefers to start games. Civale was told yesterday he'll be moved to the bullpen and replaced as a starter by hard-throwing rookie Jacob Mizorowski. He has confirmed that he asked the front office to explore opportunities where he could join another team to start games. All of his 122 Major League appearances have been as a starter. Civale says he is willing to pitch out of the bullpen for now. In other Major League Baseball games from last night, the Mets over Washington 4-3, Colorado 8-7 over San Francisco, the Cubs with a win against Pittsburgh 3-2. In the American League, Texas 16, Minnesota 3, Detroit 4-1 over Baltimore, the Yankees 1-0 over Kansas City, and Houston 4-3 over the White Sox. The NCAA will penalize the Badger football program for self-reported recruiting violations. Nearly 140 phone calls were made to 48 high school prospects in 2023. An NCAA follow-up investigation deemed the actions a Level 2 violation. Probation, a fine, and other penalties are expected. Former defensive line coach Greg Scruggs was the most heavily sanctioned coach because he made more than half of the calls. Under current rules, the vast majority of the calls would have been okay, but they were made before the rules were changed. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports for this Friday morning. Thank you for joining us.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
If you run a small business these days, you know just how challenging things can get. But you're a natural-born problem solver, so it's all good. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure with a small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Coming up, a vintage Paul Harvey program, and then we'll bring on our update with Mike Clements. He's standing by from Green Bay. We'll have that coming up following this Paul Harvey broadcast.
Now, the rest of the story. Joni Molinsky. She had waited such a long time to have a real date with a real boy. She had waited until her freshman year at Connecticut College. In fact, it was to be a blind date. But that was okay. The girl who had fixed it up had promised he's an adorable boy from Yale. So, Joni, the perpetual outsider, maybe for the first time in her lonely, longing life, got her hopes way up. For the big evening, she wore her best gray flannel dress with matching gray flannel shoes. Primping in the mirror, she frowned at her ample 132 pounds, then tugged at her clothing, vainly attempting to conceal it. When her girlfriend excitedly called out, "He's here," Joni caught her breath, with all of the poise that she could muster, began descending the dormitory stairway. Now they were face to face, she and the young man who was about to make up for all of the years of alienation and humiliation, and the adorable boy from Yale, who might have made her fondest dreams come true, or at least ought to have left them undisturbed. Turned to Joni's girlfriend, the one who had arranged the blind date, and with an expression of disgust, admonished aloud, "Why didn't you tell me?" The rest of the evening, the boy protested his predicament by utterly ignoring Joni. And then after a brief while that seemed a lifetime for both, he was gone. For him, the awkward experience may have rendered a crude story or two for friends back at Yale before it was dismissed and forgotten. But not for Joni. For her, the nightmare blind date lived on in eyes that yearned for the happiness they saw in others' lives, in a heart that ached for all that it was not allowed to share, in lips now certain they would never smile again. But this is the rest of the story. Years later, Joni Molinsky has a life and a home, and yes, a loving husband of her own. She's giving a large dinner party. Among her invited guests is a female acquaintance whom she's not seen in years, never met the woman's husband, she thinks. And into Joni's house they walk. That's right, the husband, now a bald, fat, 40-something doctor, was once the adorable boy from Yale who broke Joni Molinsky's heart. And more startling still, he does not remember Joni. Does not even remember her. An obvious cheater, he proceeded to make passes at his hostess. He tried to get her alone in the kitchen, stares lecherously, makes physical contact wherever possible, offers incredibly, "Let me help you," without suggesting precisely how. No, Joni does not attempt to remind him of that dreadful evening years before, nor after this one will she ever see him again. But he will see her. The emotions he conjured would inspire a screenplay entitled "The Girl Most Likely To." Yes, Joni Molinsky's screenplay about an ugly duckling girl who grows up to become a swan of sorts and then murders every boy who ever slighted her. For years now, you have been delighted by the brash self-confidence of the star Joni Belinsky became. But today, you have met the impossible dreamer, the shy, scared, forgettable girl behind the quick smile and the lightning quip who one day would call herself Joan Rivers. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Mike Clemens joins us on WRCO Sports today. Well, Mike, a nice win for the Brewers. Any win over the Cardinals is a good win, isn't it?
Yeah, Cardinals are in second place behind the Cubs. The Brewers have had this is their longest homestand now of the year. And they lost that one to the Braves. Now, the Braves are very solid. Chris Sale, you know, that's one of those losses where you say, this is the kind of pitching you're going to face if you get back to the playoffs, boys. And, you know, you're going to have to figure out how to deal with this. But the Braves beat them 2-1, snapping a seven-game losing streak for Atlanta. So the Cardinals come in last night, and the Brewers unleash Jacob Mizorowski, the Miz, as they call him, 23 years old. And he was recorded as throwing a fastball in the minors at over 103 miles an hour, which I think is the fastest since they've kept that stat recently with the new technology that they have in the last 10 or 12 years. He had 14 pitches over 100 miles an hour last night. He had a no-hitter going. And they got into the start of the sixth inning, and he made a really strange move. He's tall. He's 6'7". I don't know if you had a chance to see pictures of this kid.
Yes.
6'7". The ball comes right over, three quarters, and it's just an absolute rocket. He's got a little bit of motion to it, a little bit of a slider. And as he plants his front foot, his leg completely wobbles. And he had been having some cramps start up in the calf and in the quad. I don't know if he's a little dehydrated, a little nervous, or whatever. But right then, the trainer came out and Murph came out, and they said, you've given us five innings. Go ahead, go inside. So, like typical Brewers, right? here you unveil this kid, his major league debut, and he's already got a bit of an injury. And they're saying, just leg cramps. So hopefully he'll be ready to go for the next rotation.
Freddie Peralta starting the game, by the way, this evening. So
is Freddie's? Yeah, that's right. He starts tonight. Yeah.
Should be a good one.
Yeah, and they're talking about Fred. I don't know why, but maybe because now that they brought up Miz, but there's people even saying, if the Brewers need a couple of bats, maybe they trade Freddie at this point. He's kind of getting into that era where he's about to get paid big. Maybe it's a time where they could get something for him, which should be another one of those gut punches to the Brewers clubhouse in terms of sending away a leader or a guy who's just getting into the prime of his career. But we'll see how that plays out.
NBA finals continue in Indianapolis. The Pacers up 2-1. I'm sorry, Mike, but I just can't get excited about the Pacers after the confrontation with the Bucks there at the end of that series.
Yeah, with Tyrese Halliburton's father as well, yelling at Giannis. And then the Pacers actually benched the father for the next series or two in the playoffs. But I apparently John has now settled down a little bit. but his son is just playing lights out. 25-year-old Tyrese Halliburton, the year 2018, he took Oshkosh North High School in Wisconsin to the state championship and won here in Wisconsin. And now he is the hot guy in the NBA Finals. This is the first chance that the Indianapolis Pacers, and you know how much basketball means to the state of Indiana, could have a shot at winning a championship. Same thing for the Oklahoma City Thunder. When they were the Supersonics, it's been since 2008 already since OKC got the Thunder.
Yeah, that doesn't seem possible.
No, yeah. Yeah, so the Supersonics, I remember they won in 79, because a couple of years after that, a guy that I went to high school with got drafted by them, and I just had started my career, and they were still a really good franchise, a guy named Bill Hanslick, who played for 15 seasons, Supersonics and Nuggets, and then later was a coach for a while. So, Halliburton, he's playing again just like he did against the Bucks and the Cavs and the Knicks. There's just something about this guy, particularly in the last 5 minutes, where he weaves his way around and makes the clutch shots, and then they pulled away the other night to win game three. So India now up 2-1 in this series, and they've got that game tonight at home. The other thing I think that really is tilted in the Pacers' favor, and always does, it always seems to matter in the finals, they're out coaching the Thunder right now. You know, they just really are. Rick Carlisle's is on a roll with the way he's making his rotations, the changes that he's making in game. So, you know, right now it looks like the Pacers, you know, could run away with this thing.
And Halliburton was not recruited by the Badgers coming out of high school, was he?
No, you know, but I've got some friends that are from the Green Bay media here, the TV stations and all that, that they covered him, and they were surprised by that because they covered him in high school, and they just thought, well, that would be an obvious, but no, that's a blemish for them.
Yeah, it is. And speaking of the Badger football kind of got dinged a little bit, sounds like.
Yeah, and I believe it was McIntosh, the athletic director, who released this to some of the reporters. It has been revealed that the Wisconsin Badgers program has been slapped with violations from the NCAA on recruiting violations. And you're like, we're in the NIL period now, man. It's the Wild West. They're giving away millions of dollars and paying players. How can you have a recruiting violation? But this actually, it happened 2 years ago. Apparently, they called over 100 draft prospects or prospects to the team and their football program. And this was, they were making these calls before the actual start date. So they've been fined. They're under probation now in some of the current rules that they have. So kind of a slap on the wrist, but whatever. It's, you know, it's one more mark against the Luke Fickell era up in Madison.
Yeah. Speaking of football, Packers wrapping up minicamp this week, Mike.
Yeah, and the Jaire Alexander situation ends up resulting in him being released. And there was, you know, when you hear Xavier McKinney, the safety, he said, look, I've become friends with this guy. And you know, I'm in constant contact with him because I think they were trying to lure him to come back. And to me, it was pretty clear the Packers are saying, look, you've missed over half the games the last two seasons, and you know, three of the last four, and we are not going to, you know, we're not going to pay you what's on your contract here, you know, starting at $17 million. You need to take a haircut on that. Maybe there's that, and then we put in incentives. We believe that's what the situation was. There was reports that said so. And then Brian Gutekunst, to his credit, on the first day of mini camp, which was Tuesday, he waved to us and said, all right, come on over here, guys. So we went around the corner to like a garage where they keep some of the field equipment, and I sent some of that audio to you guys. And he said, look, we pretty much set our number, you know, at the start of free agency in February or so. And, you know, Jaire's people said, you know, we're going to pass on that. We have a contract with you. And he said, it's not like it's been a tense situation, you know, back and forth. It's just sort of been sitting there the last couple of months. And he said, you know, Jaire said that he was going to come and report to the mandatory minicamp. And we talked to him on Sunday. So, you know, I just think Jaire just said, you know what, I think I can get more than that, and I'm ready to move on. Although, you know, he was perhaps hoping that the Packers were going to blink and still give him his full paycheck. So now he's a free agent, and now he's going to try and see if he can, you know, better that situation. I suppose very much like the way the Aaron Jones thing went down last year, and who knows where he ends up. But that's the way that situation played out. And so there was a lot more communication in there than what you would think in one of those kinds of situations. At the minicamp, a lot of shuffling around on the offensive line because that was one of the reasons that, you know, cut their season short. The last three losses, they lost the last three games of the year, and then, of course, lost to the Eagles because when Elton Jenkins went down at left guard, they clearly did not have the depth. So you see their first-round pick from last year, Jordan Morgan, taking some snaps at left tackle. Rasheed Walker, you know, he's been at the start of their last couple of years. And then they've got an Anthony Beltran that's from NC State that they drafted in the second round this year. So they've got more options. They lost Josh Myers at center, but that's because they want to move Elton Jenkins over to center. And then they spent 4 years and $77 million for Aaron Banks at left guard. And most of it was a jog through, but you know, as the coaches were, this was an assignment thing. You know, let's just run through the playbook every day. Let's make sure you know what your technique is and where you're supposed to be at the choreography of the plays, if you will. McCorrell Hardman, the veteran receiver who's won three Super Bowl rings in his time with the Chiefs, then had a tough year 2 years ago with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, where he ended up getting injured. Now he gets picked up by the Packers. And, you know, I was actually standing next to the sidelines with Wayne Larrabee, the voice of the Packers, and he kind of leaned over to me after a couple days and said, do you think that number six can make the team with all the, you know, Matthew Golden, all the depth they've got now at wide receiver? I said, I don't know. That's a good point. I said, would be interesting if this guy is solely their kick returner and punt returner. And just then, Jordan Love backs up, and he throws a ball at least 60 yards in the air. Actually, the Packers video team posted that, because usually they don't post any of those things. This is 11-on-11, and he hits him. He beats Evan Williams, the second-year safety, in stride. I mean, it was a beautiful bomb pass, and that was one of the most positive things out of camp. Two or three times, you saw Jordan Love throw balls and connect 55 yards downfield. So that part was exciting. One other quick story is this. Once again, there's always construction going on around Lambeau Field. Remember a couple of years ago, they moved the football operations from the tower, the atrium, out to a brand-new $90 million building off to the side. And you know what? I had this flashback because you get the changing in the regime coming up with Mark Murphy stepping down this summer as Packers CEO after 17 years, and Ed Policy, who's been his right-hand man the last 12 years, will be taking over. And I remember that when Bob Harlan tore down the old office building in the North End, the one where Lombardi was at, and Holmgren, and in 2000 said, we need to upgrade. So they built the atrium that at the last minute, head coach Mike Sherman, who was a history buff of the Packers, said, oh, hang on a second. Take the door off my office. This door has been here since Lombardi. That should be the door to the head coach's office. And so they saved it when they moved to the atrium. And then I was asking her, I go, hey, did anybody remember that from 25 years ago that Sherman saved the door in LaFleur's new office over there in a new building off to the side? And one of the supervisor people said, yep, they saved it. So isn't that cool?
Yeah.
They still have the Lombardi office door from the 60s on the door of Matt LaFleur today, 60 years later.
Interesting. Isn't there a sports bar in Green Bay that has his office or his desk and some of the things that came?
No, it's in the Packer Hall of Fame Museum.
Oh, it is now. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
Years ago, I think somebody had it, like a local owner had it or something, it seems like.
Like he bought it at some rummage sale.
That's what I think, yeah.
after Vince went to the Washington Redskins, yeah.
Exactly. All right, Mike. Always good stuff. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate it, pal.
You bet. Mike Clemens here on WRCO Sports.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pole near you.
Fresh from the Country is sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance in downtown Richland Center. We'll play for you a brand new recording that we received this week. Next.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different. Distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Trivia for today is coming up. First of all, a brand new one from Dustin Lynch.
Buffett sticker on a beat-up suitcase. Aviator
down the highway. It takes two when it used to take one. This heart ain't easy to love. This heart ain't easy to love. It's a little too cold, a little too stuck, a little too broke, a little too drunk. Tennessee whiskey try to hold on too tight, and Sarasota try to settle me down. I found a gig on the water that I like, but I couldn't stop watching planes leaving town. This heart ain't easy to love. This heart ain't easy to love. It's a little too cold, a little too stuck, a little too broke, a little too drunk. Maybe one day I'll find her. They always say when you know, you know. If I know me, she'll be my next right turn. But I'll take a left just to see where it goes. This heart ain't easy to love. This heart ain't easy to love. It's a little too cold, a little too stuck, a little too broke, a little too drunk. This heart ain't easy to love. This heart ain't easy to love. No, no, no. It's a little too cold, a little too stuck, a little too broke, a little too drunk. This heart ain't easy to love. It ain't easy. This heart ain't easy to love. No, no, no. It's a little too cold, a little too stuck, a little too broke, a little too drunk.
Fresh from the Country and Dustin Lynch, Easy to Love, brand new from him. Alrighty then, the tough trivia question for Friday that can net you some great prizes from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Some awesome cookies. Stop by this rodeo weekend and enjoy some great stuff there at Christie's in downtown Richland Center. A survey found that 44% of us agree that this is our biggest pet peeve about public restrooms. Our biggest pet peeve or concern about public restrooms. That's the question today. 608-647-4155. Whatever could it be? Here's a new one from the Crowboys.
1, 2, 3, 4. First job at 17, trying to make enough to buy her dreams. Look down at the money I made. The government took it all away, so I crashed my car on the corner, struck a lighter I bought from the store there, shrugged my shoulders to the wind. When I found out where my money was going, I smoked my first cigarette, stressing over politics. Do we really know what's going on? Said you're not right. Now I'm staying up all night, wondering where did I go wrong? Where did I go wrong? Where did I go wrong? Looking back at the good old days, not a single thing that I'd change. Not true, I hated myself. I wish I got caught up in the rain. I wish I wasn't so focused on money. I wish I wasn't so driven by status. I wish I wasn't focused on all the people that end up in hell, all the ones with bad habits. I smoked my first cigarette, stressing over politics. Do we really know what's going on? job at 17, trying to make enough to buy her dreams.
The Crowboys on WRCO with a brand new one. No winner in trivia just yet. A survey found that 44% of us agree that this is our biggest pet peeve about public restrooms. It was the top thing among those that were surveyed. We've had lots of guesses for the likes of cleanliness, leaving the seat up, no soap, smell, no flush. Oh, but not the right answer yet. 608-647-4155. Good luck as you dial for the cookies today. Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80, Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Attention veterans, active service duty members, and eligible spouses. Did you know you could own a home with no down payment? VA loans, backed by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, are a powerful benefit designed just for you. With no private mortgage insurance and competitive interest rates, a VA loan can help you achieve your home ownership dreams. Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 738-8765 to see if you qualify. We're honored to serve those who have served us. The Schultz Mortgage Team. Helping heroes find their way home.
Remember all those record albums you used to own? You can have that collection again. Mastodon Records in Richland Center can help you find your favorite music. They have new albums by current artists, and you can always special order. Record collecting is a great hobby for youngsters. Mastodon Records can set you up with a turntable from all price ranges. Mastodon Records is located at Okooch Books and Libations in downtown Richland Center. They are even open on Sundays from 10:30 until 2. Start your record year with Mastodon Records. All right, we have found our winner today. Way to go, Jerry Bruja, who knew the right answer. Congrats. The highest percentage of people in the survey said their biggest pet peeve about public restrooms was horrible toilet paper. Or as Jerry said, not very thick, not very many ply. Yeah, cheap. I would say cheap, maybe. If you can hold it up and see through it, it's probably, yeah, not such a good thing. So that's the biggest pet peeve there. Or as Archie used to say, toilet paper. There you go. yes, cheapness. Buying supplies around here at WRCO, that is a must, you know, or I would have a, boy, I tell you, they'd come after me here. Can't go with the cheap stuff. Anyway, congrats to our winner today. Jerry wins courtesy of our sponsor of Friday Trivia, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's. Kelly, Diane, or Claire will be more than happy to serve you. Ellie, Kaylee, and Erica will greet you with a friendly hello and a warm smile. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Like you, State Farm agents are small business owners. They understand this isn't just what you do, it's who you are. With that knowledge comes a deep appreciation of what it takes to get a business going and keep it going, and how your insurance and financial needs change as your business evolves. We believe every small business has big possibilities, as long as you know how to plan, protect, and prepare for the risks that can get in the way. So let's take a look at some ways we can help you do that. Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Lost your edge?
Affordable Sharpening in Richland Center sharpens knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and all garden tools. We are open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4 p.m. We're located at 103 South Central Avenue, number 10, in the Coast Plaza. Call 608-604-0230 for more information.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
We'll give you another word that you can text in the 11 o'clock hour today. Maybe you'll get in under the wire there and win some of the big prizes. Today, a few things to celebrate. Well, it is work-at-home Father's Day. So fathers getting a chance to maybe work at home today as we celebrate fathers on Sunday. It's Weed the Garden Day. That's a good thing to be doing. World Softball Day. Good day at the state tournament in Madison for that, I'm sure. Random Acts of Light Day. It's Sewing Machine Skeptics Day. It's National Marriage Day as well. June has always been kind of the month for brides, and today is the day. It's you can celebrate this at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. National Cupcake Lovers Day. How about it? Yeah, I prefer a cupcake sometimes over, you know, any other treat. That's good stuff. So celebrate accordingly today. Here's a brand new one from Hunter Clark. It's called Miss You More.
Don't you try to tell me it's my fault. Then pick up every time I call. Days without eating, nights for no sleep. There's one thing keeping my mind off these things. It ain't what it was, just a little buzz. I miss you more than I'm drinking.
miss you more than I'm drinking.
This week's most played country songs across the land. Number five is Corey Kent with a song called This Heart. Number four is Megan Maroney with Am I OK? Number three, Riley Green, Worst Way. Morgan Wallen knocked from the top spot with I'm the Problem at number two. And the number one tune this week belongs to Jason Aldean.
Know it's been a while. Gotta talk to you, gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink. Now you won't believe the things I said, the way she left, the way they're leaving all the way down. It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. Yeah, be a good friend. Come on. You got my back. That you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out.
Oh, help me out.
Just get me back. I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on, whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with.
Number one this week for Jason Aldean and WRCO Radio. He's certainly no stranger to the top spot. Coming up on today's morning show, we'll talk about an upcoming Healthy Living for Your Brain and Body event. That is coming up. Plus, if you ever wondered where Summit Ridge Supper Club is, Randy will be in to talk a little bit about where that is, actually between Laval and Mauston. Way up on the hill, and a special event or events they're having this summer there at that location as well. So that's all a part of our morning show get together today on WRCO. Thanks to our sponsor, Fresh from the Country, Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Our update at 9 is next, courtesy of Pratt Funeral Service and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families. Along with the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 59 degrees at 9 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump responding after the attacks by Israel on Iran's nuclear facilities and the counterattacks by Iran into Israel. ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers says there were supposed to be another round of nuclear talks this weekend, but Tehran pulled out.
President Trump, in a social media post early Friday morning, is urging Iranian officials to reach an agreement on a nuclear deal with the United States. The president suggesting the drawn-out negotiations are what led Israel to launch its overnight strike. Before the Israeli attacks, President Trump signaled he was committed to a diplomatic resolution with Iran and warned that action by Israel could potentially derail negotiations. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Two of Iran's top generals, including the head of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, said to have been killed in the strikes. There is a meeting this morning of President Trump's national security team to discuss the latest escalation. This is ABC News. A former girlfriend of Sean Diddy Combs, known only as Jane, wrapping up her cross-examining the